In a world where NECA's asking $300 for a pseudo diorama, we're going to ask what's better, mass production or custom? Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the NEC Illuminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, the perfect person, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar underscore games. But that's not all. I am also joined by the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over. The man Optimus Prime popped and refuses to stop. The Twilight Knight, the Master of Mech, the three pump chump of taking this show off the rails. Nate, how are you guys doing?
I mean, I'm here.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of night. All right, noted.
Well, I am drugged up on legal drugs, so I'm a little spacey.
All right, so that sounds like that's going to be an off-air story, because I'm very intrigued now.
We must know more. For Patreon members, you'll find out if you subscribe. Oh, okay, maybe not. Just got to sell everything's content.
First off, there's a lot of things that we say that we probably shouldn't, so I can't make the beginning before we start the episode
Patreon
exclusive stuff, because... yeah, it gets real weird sometimes in here. But that's not the point. We're here to talk about dioramas. So, this was already kind of like a half-planned episode, but with NECA pretty much announcing at PowerCon this past weekend that the sewer diorama that's going to be going for pre-order this month is going to be $300, and it is... an interesting offering. Yes.
I just got to stop you already. You say kind of announcing, like, this is sort of a cool story, right? I mean,
yes.
I mean, it kind of is.
So
like,
friend
you're,
of the show,
you're underselling it here.
Well, okay. Well, because my thing is that while Blaine said it, NECA hasn't said anything officially on any of their other channels. So, like, I'm hesitant, so that's why I'm like, allegedly. It's like when someone's on trial. They haven't been convicted yet, so they're allegedly committed this crime. So friend of the channel, Craig, was at PowerCon on Friday, and he was talking to Blaine at the booth for NECA, and they had it on display, and Blaine told him that the price, as of right now, is $300, $299.99 for the sewer diorama. And it will come with a couch, a end table, a coffee table, a lamp, a second chair, and a couple little things that go on the walls, along with the three-walled sewer diorama itself. I believe that's...
and a big old everything. Pipe.
Well, the pipes are built into the top part, but yes.
But it comes with it.
Sure. We'll count that as an accessory at this point. Anything to try to justify
those
it, I guess.
Numbers up.
So with the announcement of that being $300, we want to ask the question of, should we be investing in mass-produced toy company dioramas, or is the better value in commissioning and or just buying custom pieces from people in Facebook groups, on Instagram, Twitter, what have you? People who either do this as a side project and are in it for the passion, or some people who it may be just their job in general. And I already wanted to talk about, you know, where you should go for dioramas. So this kind of was a perfect timing. And Jamar mentioned he wanted to talk about it because he was a little upsetty spaghetti about some things.
Way.
Well, I want to give credit where credit's due, because technically this episode may not have happened this week had it not been for you and the events that happened. So I guess let's start a baseline here, because I out of the three of us, I've had the most diorama experience, but what experiences do you guys have? Like, I know Nate has a couple. I don't know if Jamar, do you have any?
I don't have literally anything. And like, I missed out on the rooftop like thing, 'cause it was around a time where I didn't realistically think I would ever use something like that. So I was like, whatever. And now this came around and we start hearing a rumbling. So it was my excitement or interest was probably at its highest coming into this because of like, oh, I have an idea what I would do, where it would go and how I would actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this actually would have been my first like legitimate like forte into like a diorama set.
Okay. Nate, what about you?
You know, I have dabbled here and there. I do have the two NECA street scenes. I have the movie one and I have the cartoon one. Ironically, I don't have the all-purpose one that they came out with. And then I have some little things. I have like some of the Star Wars things that they've come out with, which I would label them as display sets.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. But I have also used vehicles and such as backgrounds for dioramas. I in fact have the Star Wars, technically the Book of Boba Fett's palace playset, mm-hmm. which will be Jabba the Hutt's. But I've also gotten a few independent Carva Customs on Instagram, being one of them. That I use for Dragon Ball. He does like landscapes and very, very cool, either Dragon Ball centric or can be just generic enough that can be used for things like Mythic Legions or other lines and such like that. So I've dabbled in things a little bit, but not nearly on the scale of even like you who had a custom piece there for a while. And, I love the idea of it, and it really does all come down to price and mm-hmm. things as we will get into. But it's funny because, and I may be speaking out of turn here, but you know, a lot of times the independently made stuff ends up being, you know, a bit pricey because you know they're making it
from scratch,
basically from mm-hmm. scratch. Yeah. But then as we're starting to see. From some of the bigger companies, maybe not just as expensive, but still very expensive. And yes, they're official, so they have things maybe included in it that aren't included with something else, but are they necessarily ultimately as worth mm-hmm. what you're paying for when you're getting them made completely?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as you mentioned, this isn't NECA's first endeavor into dioramas, and there's been several other companies that have kind of dipped their toes in it. You mentioned like with Star Wars, they do a lot of those like set pieces where it may not be like a full room, but it's like, here's the cantina bar with some characters, or here's, they do have that hallway from mm-hmm. New Hope. I'd count that as mm-hmm. borderline a diorama. So mm-hmm. there are some things out there. There's also companies that just like, there's the extreme sets, I believe is the name, the pop-up dioramas where they're mm-hmm. it's all just like cardboard that you kind of origami into the shapes that you need and it creates it. I've had a couple of them, I'm not gonna lie, the instructions are probably harder than an IKEA instructions. It was not like I finally gave up and just was like, it's not worth trying to figure this out because I don't know what I'm doing. And I had to look up a YouTube video to figure it out. And there are some companies that will sell, like, I think there's one out there that sells like Star Wars-esque walls mm-hmm. that you can like build a little like set piece out of. There's also companies that just will do accessory pieces like stairwells and like all sorts of other stuff. So there are options out there in varying prices. Some of them are more reasonable than others. And then on the custom side of things. So I have just as of right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How big is this room?
I have 5 with another one on the way. As far as diorama pieces, that's not including any of the like set pieces, like boxes and crates and stuff like that. So I actually currently have one on commission through Vasco Toys, who did the city skyscrapers, specifically like the one I use in the reviews. And the price on custom ones is significantly higher, but arguably you're getting a better product because, yeah, well, the official thing may be made out of plastic, which makes it a little more durable, so you don't have to be as gentle with it. The detail isn't there. Like, we saw the sewer in person, Nate. We were both at PowerCon. And I don't know about you, but it didn't seem like it had a lot of paint apps. It seemed like it was a lot of just plastic color on plastic color. So, to me, that doesn't warrant... Like, if you're not going to put the effort into making it look nice, I feel like you can't justify that price point.
Yeah, like, I don't want to sit here and trash it, because it does look
cool. It looks cool. I'd love to own it.
Really cool.
But not that price.
Right. So, I mean, just, you know, it's a very simple setup. It's a, I can't remember now. There was a bottom.
There's a bottom.
It.
Is it? That's like so a gray four, cement.
So there's yeah. four pieces. But to me, that is not the same as two of the
cities.
Yeah. Building sides. Like, that's, you know, those were $150 each, and I don't feel.
I thought was like, the tune $150. I thought it was more because it came with all the extra shit.
I know the even one is $150. It was $150 on Big Bad, and now it's like $114. But like, I don't know. I don't remember the tune one. I was gonna actually ask.
The tune one I thought was more expensive. I could be wrong, but I thought because it came with like billboard and all the other stuff that it was more.
I don't remember, but it was close, So. I definitely don't think that, you know, what we're getting there. And like I said, I think it's very cool. And if that is ends up being the price point, I think they're pricing a lot of people out of it, because on the same flip side, we both saw the Cat's Lair, and the Cat's Lair is not something that either of us are going to purchase, but holy shit, though. I saw that value. Okay. People can say whatever they want. We've been critical of Super 7 before.
Very.
But seeing that thing in person, that thing is absolutely worth what they're charging. And which if is, that doesn't...
That's 600 or...
Yeah.
It's like 5. Yeah. Is, okay.
Is it 6 or 650 with six, then $100 shipping?
I could be wrong.
Either way, it's 6 okay. or 650.
Something like 6.
But... Yeah. When you see, like, no picture does it justice.
No,
it really doesn't. When you see it in person, you're just like, holy shit. Not only is this thing big, but the detail is there. The head is super shiny. The fold out grass stuff on the side, just the whole thing.
The interior with the computers and the little like table of justice at the bottom, like,
yeah, so like it's two dioramas in one, because you have the front that you could set up all kinds of stuff, and then you have the interior that you can set up the stuff, and it all comes out. So that was just interesting to see, because that's like, you know, two of the sewer play sets in one, and this thing is so much more amazing. Like, it was just absolutely jaw-dropping. I had already, you know, I don't have room for it. I like Thundercats, but I don't love Thundercats to drop that kind of money. But for anyone who is, and if anyone is listening and was unsure, it is absolutely worth what they are asking for. Yeah. It is. Because, like I said, no picture can do it justice. You can see the pictures. You can look at the dimensions and you can kind of figure it out, but until you see it right in front of you, my God, it brought a tear to my eye. Like, it was just so
incredible. Just had a stare, and you're like,
I was blown away by it too. Like, we were at the Valorverse booth talking to Bobby, and we had turned around and I had seen it in passing a couple times, and Nate hadn't like been paying attention and saw it. And he turned around and he was like, holy shit, that's massive. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like that. Like, I'm shocked that it's only $600 looking at it.
Yeah. No,
that's how big it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting a bargain, which is crazy. Which is crazy to say for a $600 item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please don't misunderstand me. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of plastic. Yeah. Yeah, it's just it's incredible. You know, I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, what are you doing and what is ultimately your intention? Is your intention to make a great display, or is there something more involved? You know, Michael does a lot of photography. I'm going to plug him a little bit. I'm going to give him a little bit of a little bit of an undertickle there, because he does a great job with those. And for him, I can understand the appeal, especially of third party or independently made, you know, dioramas, to give yourself a bit more
diversity.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for, because you don't necessarily want something for you specifically. Don't necessarily just want something for one particular line or one particular character or something like that, because of the amount of stuff that you use it for. So that is something where I can see where, like, especially the turtle layer, you've done a lot of other cool things as far as building your own backgrounds for the turtles and their own, you know, sewer living room and things like that, which probably cost more in the long run, but what you're able to do with it and the kind of detail that you're able to get out of it is, I think, unparalleled to what you get on a mass market level. So for some people, this is going to be great. You know, I am definitely I love it when a company will make something official. I do.
Me too. Yeah. I'm very big on like official. I borderline snob like, so I get it.
Right. But it isn't always for the best. And I forget the company that makes it. I want to say it's something like Galactic Walls or something like that, or Imperial Walls or something. You know, what those are in comparison to what, like, the Tantive IV, you know, hallway that we got, you know, those pieces are like $25, $35, $45 for a small section. Whereas what we got in the official capacity was a $50, you know, package with a hallway that was modular. And, you know, people still balked at that price, but what you're getting in the other product is actually leaps and bounds better. It just is going to cost you way more to get to fill that same kind of space.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, like, what you just said is, like, it being modular. And I think that was what kind of, like, all the verbiage before, like, knowing an unofficial price, which I, just to clarify, I thought that the story was that he asked, and then Blaine was like, oh, I'll get back with you, I'm going to ask someone else after a panel. And then he came back and, like, confirmed it with Craig. So that's why I thought it was a little bit more solid, just not officially.
I didn't get the full story from Craig. I just saw his post where he said, Blaine just confirmed to me that it's $300. It was pretty earlier in the day. I don't know when the NECA panel was. And I also don't know, because I would assume if that was the case, NECA would have said the price during the panel, not just been like, we're going to tell this one dude.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe they have like a plan. Regardless.
Plan is to see how much people freak out and then backtrack.
No. I mean, like, it could have been like, it could be planned to be announced next week or something. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know. But,
And from what we understand, it is supposed to be announced relatively soon. It could be.
Oh, yeah, because it's supposed to be.
By the time this episode goes up, it's probably going to be announced.
Yeah.
Right.
We can look like dummies because they announced it and it was only $100. But
like we always do.
What I was going to say is, you mentioned like modular, and that was something that I thought, I do recall, unless I made this up, but I recall them mentioning, because there's other parts that's supposed to be made.
So.
Like other diorama sets. So like, just so I can get this out, like I was under the impression like, okay, cool. If they're going to do this and they're going to build this out, I'm thinking in my mind, and this is just on me as a naive consumer, but I thought, okay, they're going to start to do piece by piece instead of charging you one big giant cost. Mm-hmm. You can buy the parts that you want and like, and get and build this out your own certain way. So in my mind, I expected it to be a little bit less and maybe get less accessories with it, but you're getting kind of like the bare bones to where you can build on. And that's why in my mind I was thinking, like, what would be a fair price? 150, that seems like high, but like that's something that I was kind of like, that would be a good price, and that would be somewhere I would be interested. So the 300 is just like,
yeah,
absolutely, like I it's so far from a surprise to me that like I couldn't even fathom, like I'm so disinterested, not even like maybe, it's just like there's no chance for that amount. Which is, how are, like, is the next set going to come out and it's going to be 200, and then by the end of it you have like this, you know, $2,000 like full display if you buy everything? Like, that is, not to mention though, like, it doesn't, like, we're saying 300, but also to get some of the, I would say, paramount accessories for that set, you have to have the accessory set, which was 350 bucks, right? Yeah. So that's just for that. Mm-hmm. It's just, it can compound, and I'm confused on who the audience was, because you guys have mentioned having that custom market. That's someone who, like a Michael, who's into like getting something that's more versatile. But mm-hmm. for a normal consumer, you want something that's easy that you can get into, and then I can just follow you guys and keep, you know, spending my money. But it feels like it's priced as like a very custom thing to me. And yeah. It's just confusing. So I don't know.
I want to touch on several things that you just brought up. Before I do, though, for context, when it comes to custom things, granted, this was about 8 years ago. The custom sewer diorama that I have that Nate referenced before, I paid $150 8 years ago to get that commissioned. Now, the foam that customizers use has gone up in price probably double since then. So I'd probably be paying closer to $300 for it, but it also is like super highly detailed. It's almost the same size as the NECA one. It does only have two walls and a floor, but all of the little like sewer like holes have like sewage and ooze coming out of it, so like there's a lot more detail put into it. Now, you mentioned the fact that this diorama, the sewer, was supposed to be, you know, like not actually a la carte, but you were supposed to be able to like build it out like your kitchen, Donnie's lab. So this is what is currently being said about that. There is intention to still make the kitchen and Donnie's lab. However, it depends on how well this does. So not only are they pricing people out, they're basically putting the pressure on the fans at that point, because if this doesn't do well, then people who invest in it don't get the rest of their lair.
Wow.
So it's kind of a double whammy. And on top of that, you mentioned like you have to buy the accessory set. It doesn't end there. So they're going to sprinkle in accessories that would go to this throughout the figures too. Like each of the Ultimate Turtles are supposed to come with accessories for the diorama. So they really are borderline making this an a la carte experience, because let's say each of the turtles is $40. Okay, so there's what, $160 bucks.
To be fair, I mean, I guess not me, because I've already said I don't want to buy those, but like that is kind of like, it's not a terrible thing, but it also, it can be like,
it depends on,
it's awful.
It depends, because you on could already
buy those turtles. Yeah, but you could already be buying like, oh cool, I'm gonna buy this two pack. Oh, it also comes with some stuff that's gonna like make my dial even cooler. So like that's kind of a cool thing if done.
It's cool, like, if you already were gonna buy them. But if you're someone who was content with what turtles you had and you didn't need another set and you weren't worried about getting the cool bow staff effect or what have you, or some of the other things, like it also sucks. So you have to get the accessory set to get some key parts. We don't know what all's, at least I don't think we know what all's coming with the Ultimate Turtles, to know if anything that's like a must have for the sewer layer is there. But that's 160 potentially from them if there's anything dire in it. 60 from the accessory set, so that puts you at what, 220 plus 300. So just for one out of three parts of this layer, you're looking at over $500.
And then also, I mean, I think we're also missing the test that they already did, which was the little transporter.
Mm-hmm. Which I was going to bring up that next, because that is 100% why the price is where it's at. They did that at a ridiculous price, and people gobbled it up, and they're like, we can price whatever we want, and these idiots will buy it. And that's what happened.
And that was, what, $65?
Mm-hmm. That was $70.
It was $70.
I thought it was $70 because I was super. I was like, this is maybe $45 and they're charging $70 for it. Like, I was pretty appalled by it.
I mean, I got it. And
so Nate's a part of the problem.
These two motherfuckers bought it, gobbled it up. And he's like,
I bought it. Yeah.
Like, previously mentioned BFC who broke it across the internet. You know, he was like, hey, I'm going to get it. Do you want me to get it? You know, you won. And I was like, yeah, why not? And so I got it, and it wasn't until after I got it, and I was like, this is it? Like,
Yeah.
I didn't realize at the time that this is all I was getting. So honestly, when the price was announced, I wasn't terribly shocked by this.
Yeah.
And because of that alone. So, you know, because I go back to, and again – you know, this is hitting on stuff outside of NECA, which is
which is the point. This isn't a NECA show. We should talk about.
Yeah. But like, you know, this is a HasLab price compared to like the Hiss Tank and the Dragonfly, which was cheaper technically.
Mm-hmm. Still
so the Dragonfly was, you know, a very large helicopter, which I would say is very similar, at least to the length of this Dio.
I think it's maybe longer than the Dio.
Yeah, and it comes with four figures. Now, granted, those had to be unlocked
and all whatever. The effects and accessories. Like,
right. Yeah. So that's where I was like instantly like, absolutely not. Like, I've already, you know, dropped, you know, two G.I. Joe HasLabs that
were much better off.
I feel that I got the value out of.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I do wonder. Yes, this is going to, because we haven't, and I'm about to stir the pot a little bit. Who knows? Because for the first time ever, I think on one of these size offerings or one of these things, you know, it was always known that Super 7 had to hit a particular number in order to go into production. But with the Cat Slayer, this is the first time they offered any kind of incentive to hit things, just like a HasLab. Will NECA do the same? Is this the base offering? And if they hit 3,000 orders, do we get more?
Like, what they're like, not saying it up front essentially, but like, hey, we announced it. Your response has been amazing. We're adding XYZ to it now.
If you hit,
orders,
you know, because I honestly. And I'm not saying they should, but it would almost be silly for them not to.
At this point, I think that's the only thing that might save this if they stick to that price point. Because I don't see this doing big numbers. I see this being a very limited item at that price.
Which means you got to buy it because not many people are going to have it. It's going to be worth a lot of money later.
Yeah, but ain't no one going to want... If no one's paying $300 for it, they sure as fucking got to pay $700 for it. Most people.
That is not always the case.
Most people.
You
know the minute that closes...
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got one of them turtle sewer sets for close to retail? You know? You know... That someone is not going to pre-plan and they're going to want it later and something that.
But that person was already planning on spending. Like, they wanted to spend the $300 on this, so it was already worth it.
You're not talking. I'm talking like 4 years from now. Someone's like, "Man, I really want to get that playset. I'll drop $700 on it."
But that's the thing, though, Jamar. Look at. I'm gonna just put out the barge as an example. So the barge, which was the very first HasLab. You know, there's only around 8,000 of those in existence because it wasn't a massive success. It was a success and it went into production and it hit its funding, but it wasn't a massive success. So there's 8,000 of them. on the secondary market, sealed ones of those go for, I don't know, $2,600 now. I didn't see it sell, but when we were in PowerCon, I stopped by Big Fun. You know, they had a sealed Unicron for $2,200. You know, that was, you know, that was a $600 offering at one time, but that's been a number of years. So what happens 5 years from now, and maybe only 6,000 of these get made?
That's being generous.
So you're telling me I should invest my money wisely.
Well, yes, I am absolutely telling you.
Because you are the financial advisor of the show.
I am telling you to invest your money wisely. If you want to invest your money, put it somewhere not in toys. Like,
it's too late. I've cleared out the savings.
Make money that way, but that's not a foolproof way. Invest in the stock market, invest in annuities and funds and things like that if you want to actually make money.
Invest in yourself.
But I'm just saying, yes, invest in yourself. You're absolutely right, Michael. Self-care is important. Invest in yourself. Get yourself a hot tub, a bubble bath.
I meant follow your dreams.
No, that's not my dream, though.
Yeah. Well, and keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And that's a very dated reference. If you're under the age of 40, you may not get that at all. So
it also seems very hard to do. But yeah.
I mean, that's literally the only thing you could do is your feet will be on the ground. You reach up and you're reaching for the stars. Like we can't fly, Jamar.
Yeah, but if you can't reach for the stars if your feet are on the ground.
You can very much so. I can reach for anything and my feet are on the ground right now and I'm reaching for the wall. Doesn't mean I'm touching it.
It basically means to stay grounded.
Yes, I know what
that means. But go after your dreams. It comes from Casey Kasem, who's been dead for I don't know how many years now.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Casey Kasem is?
We don't have time for a history lesson. I'm sorry.
I'll just say this. He voiced one of the most prominent dicks of all time, which was Robin from Super Friends. So
I was gonna say Dick Tracy.
Okay. No.
Yeah. So
he was also Shaggy, the voice of American Top 40. Oh my God, you guys.
Yes.
Know remember how to me? Make it me wasn't feel me. So old.
You're welcome.
Not that Shaggy.
So, real quick before we wrap things up here, the last thing I want to touch on is because we've talked a lot about NECA and about HasLab and about other things. I want to get back to the custom wise. To give people an idea of what you're looking at price point for there. So if you go over to Vasco Toys, he's actually doing a video series showing him making the diorama that that he's making for me. This thing is probably 2 to 3 times bigger than the sewer dio that's being offered. However, price point wise, it's cost me about $700. And it is a warehouse scene. It's going to have working lights, it's going to have a door, it's going to have a working garage door, it's going to have windows. I believe we're going to have some shipping, box crate stuff. So it's going to be a pretty big piece. The two city rooftops that I have, those ones, they're a little simpler, but those ones combined cost me about $703 or so years ago when I got them from him. And he also sells a lot of accessory pieces. So the actual wood crates that I use in a lot of the photos, I bought those separately through him. He does little bundles where you get a couple of those, a pallet or two, and some other things. And those usually run about $40-$50 depending on what he's offering them. So it does come down to what you're looking for and what your budget is you can get smaller things that will fit on a shelf like the sewer dio will, but you're probably going to be still paying more, but it will be better quality because you have someone who is invested in it and is passionate about what your vision is. And it's going to be more dedicated to what you want versus a mass market production. It's going to be more about what's going to sell the most people. What's going to be generic enough that we can get as many people into it as possible. And I will say, if it's something you're considering, NECA does these pre-orders for 4 weeks usually. Take that time, reach out to some people on Instagram, reach out to Vasco, reach out to a bunch of other people. Like there's tons of them out there. Just go on Instagram and go hashtag action figure diorama, and you'll probably find hundreds of them. Reach out and get quotes. Be like, hey, I'm considering getting something done. I don't really have a big budget. Here's the size diameter I have here. Like, what would I be looking at ballpark? And see if it'd be worth it more to you to get like a dream project build versus spending it on the NECA project or a HasLab or anything else that could be offered.
And I also just want to say, like, if when that NECA sewer set is announced, and if that, if you see the value in that and it looks awesome to you, then by all means, get it. Like, we are not trying to take away from that. It's just for us, we were like, oh.
I was sticker shocked at Comic-Con when Trevor told Pixel Dan that it was going to be about 250. I was just like,
right.
I was like, that's, whew. I'm like, depending on what it comes with, and that's rough. But then 300 was, I'm done.
Yeah, I thought it was going to come with more.
Me too.
So I was still on the fence. I was like, oh, this could really be cool. It's just not there for me. But then again, I turned around and I saw a Cat Slayer that I wasn't never going to buy, and I'm still not going to buy it, but I still went, there we go. Like, there it is.
But for double the price, you're getting four times the offering.
Right.
So it's apples and oranges almost. So, Nate, I did send you some of the Patreon input. Yes. If you'd like to dramatically read that real quick before we close out, because we got a couple minutes left here.
I will. So this one comes from patron Tavin Hernandez. Mass production.
Oh,
go ahead.
No, I was just so inclined to hear Sugma Tain. So
yeah,
a different name, and I was like, is that a different way of saying Sugma Tain?
No.
So
no,
awesome.
That's
awesome.
A different way of saying Sugma
Tain. That's what I was like. Is it something different? But yeah, right on. That's cool.
All right. Mass production. What customer wouldn't like that? The money is in custom models. Personal to the buyer. Example, I'm commissioned to make props I can buy made. But the buyer wants a particular size and look. So that's when I do research and try and keep in the budget. Budget is a factor. Mass production is the goal, but getting there is going to be a roll of the dice.
That's not how you roll dice, Nate.
That's how I roll dice. Until I create my own files to print. 3D printing will definitely make it easier to mass produce. One printer isn't enough. I would need at least 5 to print out accessories that complete the targeted look. I don't know. I got a ways to go before I'm constantly producing. What was the question again? LOL. All right. So, am I doing all of them?
Yeah.
Are we just doing? Okay.
Well, I got a couple minutes left. So.
Yes, this one comes from Aaron Samples. So, I just finished posting images of the diorama I built for my Tiger Force and Python Patrol Joes. I completed it. The pieces of it on a live. Wait a minute. This was tough. I completed it. The pieces of it on a live over the last 2 weeks. I have 2 more planned. I don't know what that abbreviation means. One for AWOK. What's that one? What's that mean?
Okay. One for.
I think AWOK might be a person.
Oh, person. One for AWOK. Like okay. Username. That makes sense.
All right, I think that's an abbreviation I should understand, but I don't, and because my brain's not functioning. I have 2 more planned, one for AWOK, think Ewok Village, and another for Joe's, but I'm waiting for the Trouble Bubbles to release, because I will be hanging them in the dio with Serpentor flying as well. That sounds awesome, and I definitely would like to see that once it's done. And then we have one more from Sukhmatain.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Mass-produced or custom, Mike is going to buy it and list it for sale either way.
Well, on that note, if you enjoyed this video, make sure to like, subscribe, helps us out here at the channel, and also gets you a toy-related content in your feed. Also, make sure to comment down below where your stance is on it. Do you want something mass-produced? Are you more of someone who wants to get a custom-made dial that's more for just you? Let us know. Also, let us know your feelings on the NECA sewer situation, if the $300 is too much or too little. You can also check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. You can go over to tpublic.com/ModernToyFair to get shirts and other things of our logos and different inside jokes on them. You can head over to patreon.com/ModernToyFair. You can get a bunch of different rewards from the different tiers. It helps us out. Greatly appreciate it. You can check Jamar out over at metal.tv/JamarGames. Nate, what do you got for us?
Sorry, Sukma. I'm not reading the podcast this week because that was actually a bit. And so I feel like reading that it misinterprets the bit. So I would just say watch some more Secret Galaxy, and you may understand that bit a little bit more. That's all I'm saying. No slight, no harm, no foul. But
all right, cool. On that note, hopefully see you next week. Same toy time, same Toy Fair channel. Thank you for watching.
What bit? What Secret Galaxy?
Oh my god.